You know.
So either, really.
Either.
Mm-hmm. You didn't have to, but if you had to bring water into the house, what would you have brought it in if you were on foot?
In a bucket.
Okay. What are buckets made out of?
Well, in the old days, they used to be made out of galvanized metal or stainless steel. But I have a bucket out of plastic now.
Mm-hmm. And to you, it isn't that buckets are made out of galvanized steel and plastic and pails are made out of something else. It's all buckets, right?
Well, I think of pail as being a milk pail. I don't know why, but I do. I don't call, you know, what I'm going to wash the floor in a pail.
A milk pail. How about at the seashore, what kids use to dig sand?
Sand bucket,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a couple things about the kitchen. The thing that water comes out of, what do you call that?
A faucet.
And would there be a different name if it were outside?
Well, I call it faucet, but some people call it a hydrant.
Mm-hmm.
Water hydrant.
Or spigot, do you hear that?
Or spigot, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would dishes be washed with? Cloth? Don't say dishwasher, I mean Beck. What would you wash dishes with?
Nowadays, I would use a sponge. In the old days, we used dishcloths.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And would they be dried with a towel?
Yes.
Is that what you called it? Okay. Was it ever called a tea towel?
There was a difference in our house between a dish towel and a tea towel. A tea towel was made out of a different fabric. It was one that was linen or something that did not have a nap on it so that you didn't have the streaks and the lint.
Yes, for me too. Your glasses, you
yes.
Try with those, yes.
Yeah.
How did you get light into the house?
Well, besides electricity, by the windows.
Mm-hmm. Okay, did you ever see anybody use a makeshift lamp, even one made from a Coke bottle?
No, but we always had kerosene lamps because in Newhall, the electricity went out a lot. We had Edison Company, and you couldn't depend on Edison Company. So everybody had candles and kerosene lamps.
Okay.
Sometimes oil lamps, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. During electrical storms, too, it'd get knocked
yes.
out. Yeah. Well, when did your childhood home get electricity?
It always had electricity. I don't remember a time when we didn't.
Yeah.
I wasn't born that long ago.
Well, no, but you ask in some counties, and it wasn't until after World War II that...
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that's true, although I was going to say there were ranches out and around, but I think most of them had electricity.
Because we were in an urban or suburban
area. We used
area.
To visit some people up in what we called Pico Canyon at the time. Now they call it Mentryville. It's where the first oil well was drilled.
Up the 99?
Well, it's...
Not quite.
When you come to Lyons Avenue.
Oh.
Okay. If you go toward the mountains there, to the left, you go up Pico Canyon. And... At the end of Pico Canyon, they had Standard